22nd at 6:05. And we have a quorum. This is the board meeting of the Pines and Plains Libraries. So shall we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
No, it's ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
I move to accept the agenda.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, consent agenda. So, does anybody have any questions about any of the meeting minutes or the study session minutes?
No, I read through them this morning.
What a woman.
That was me and my coffee. I make a motion that we accept.
No, wait, we got to finish. We got to finish the rest of the stuff first. Right?
Yes. We do the consent agenda as one motion.
I know, that's why I was making a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Well, but I haven't done it all yet. No.
But we have to do, so we have no correspondence. And then we have the November-December bank reconciliations and the budget plan.
Okay, the November reconciliations, I have been working on them. I've signed the stuff. So we are up to date on all the reconciliations. I am doing the worksheet for this one right here is December. And the others are November is already all done. So
do we need to read in any numbers?
Okay. Well, in that case, let me do the reconciliation summary sheet for November. Okay, our BMO money market account, we had a starting balance or ending balance of $736,681.65. The CVC money market account was $727,353. The CBC checking account was $1,304,538.69. The CBC payroll is $200,105.32 for a gross total for November of, we had an ending balance of $2,968,678.66. Our December reconciliation sheet, our BMO money market account was $737,993.11. So you can see the difference between it and November is about it's about $1,300-$1,400. The CBC money market account for December is $727,507.43. That's the ending balance. The CBC checking is $1,052,162.33. The CBC payroll is $333,430.67. We have a gross total of 2 $855,093.54. So that's, we have a little less. We have less in the checking because we transferred bigger amount into payroll. So that's the difference. We have not received our, what is it, the payment for, which I think comes in February from the county. Okay. So.
Great. Thank you.
Note,
now.
Wait. You must have something to.
The budget to actual.
But okay. Is so, that,
so that's the November budget to actual. So then it's the one and it says January to November.
Right.
So on the third page, the third line from the bottom, through November, we spent $1,200,000, $415.66, and our budget is like $1.73 million. So that was 69.37% of the budget. And then the final numbers through December, these are unaudited numbers. They're not, they're just, you know, our raw numbers. Again, third page, third line from the bottom. We spent $1,318,341.68 with our budget of $1.73 million. And so we spent for the year 76.18%.
Very good job.
You know, that's the end of the.
Okay, now I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda and all the items that are below it.
I would second that.
Okay, is it all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Committee reports. This is Ms. Sandy. Oh, this is our visit yes. to our visit to Douglas County.
Yes. What a lovely place. Look at a whole bunch of pictures, and they're on my phone. If there's some way I could send them to one of you, you could probably put them in a file or something. A very, very nice place. A lot bigger, obviously, than this. They have a fireplace. They have all these little study cubicles. They have all these meeting rooms. We were quite impressed, weren't we?
Yes. Yes, they had individual areas for people, and then they had the small meeting rooms and medium meeting rooms and big meeting rooms, and they were all set up with computers and big screens, and it was. And
well, I think you brought your own computer, but you hooked it up to the screen like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
several of my clubs use those meetings. In fact, I have a meeting there tomorrow night, and I mean that's my only second meeting. In the past 2 weeks there, I mean, I use them all the time. It's fabulous. It's
And I, the one thing I liked is they explained that they kept the new books and the youth and children's books on the first floor.
Yes.
So that if you, everything, adult stuff was mostly upstairs.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, it was, very, it was very nice.
It's a beautiful place. I don't know if you want to scroll through that goes to the outdoors. I mean, I don't know if we'd ever be able to do that, but actually this probably could in the back.
They have a really great overlook on the second floor that looks down to the area down below. It's not a large space, but it when you walk in on the ground floor, they have an entrance at the east. And West Ends, the West End is hardly used because that comes in off of Wilcox. But their parking lot.
We weren't even aware of the parking lot until we.
Yeah.
Multiple places. And it's they have a drive-through book drop where you can return books on a drive-through on the south side of the building. It's really pretty darn elaborate.
And how did Douglas County build it? So it's a bond?
No, They just get enough money that they've been able to save money over the years. They actually purchased the building materials before the pandemic hit so that they got good pricing. They were able to store them, the building materials, and which you can't build a building for that price nowadays.
Fabulous place.
But they also went through a downsizing 4 years ago, maybe something like that, reorganized the whole place so that they were saving more money.
So, yeah, I used to go to the old one and I thought the old one was larger.
I don't know what this.
But they didn't have a second floor.
No, it was an old Safeway building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before Safeway moved to the end.
But they had a huge auditorium.
Yeah.
Because we got the auditorium for free once, you know, to do a presentation, and it was just like, it was awesome. Just load the computer in, play the PowerPoint, and off we went.
Yeah. So. I took a tour. It's been a couple of months ago. On their automated system where it takes the books that are returned and it sorts through them and puts it into bins to, you can, let's say something from another library is returned to that one. It goes to a bin, automatic sorting machine that puts it together to go to that other library, whether it's in county or out. I mean, it's amazing that the whole thing, one person runs pretty much that whole room, and it's quite an elaborate
thing. Like in the grocery stores, they probably scan it. Is that how it works?
No, it has the books go onto this conveyor belt, and somehow or another they're separated out, and the thing is scanned, and then the machine kicks them off in the appropriate bins. I mean, it's all done automatically. And the thing is, they have that at several of their libraries. I mean, I've been to the one at Castle Pines, and they have a smaller version of the same thing there. And I've not been through the one in Parker, but I suspect Parker has the same thing in some cubbyhole in the back that I just haven't seen yet. But it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Okay. So thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah, we had a very nice time, actually.
Yes, we did. Okay. Director's report.
Thank you. So I sent out my director's report. I won't go through everything on it. We've already covered the budget versus actuals for November and December. I just like to highlight whenever we're in the newspaper. So we were in the Elbert County News on January 9th, and it was an article about the coffee and chat that we had here at the Elizabeth Library, and we're so glad that Alan was able to join us for that. And the article also mentioned our community conversations, and there's also a coffee and chat at CIMLA as well. So the community conversations meeting is tomorrow on January 23rd from 2:30 to 4. And tomorrow's topic is resilient schools, resilient kids. This community conversations is a little bit different. It's very structured, and we purposely choose kind of controversial topics, but the way we have it structured, we hope that everyone has a voice and can say what they want to say, and there's not a lot of dissension. So it's just a way for people to be able to express, you know, what they're feeling and hopefully not cause chaos, I guess. We're still looking to hire several substitutes. Our staff participated in the mayor's tree lighting in Elizabeth in December, and we had 415 contacts from that. Kim Miller attended the Main Street Open House in Kiowa. If you remember from the study session, Wendy mentioned that. It's Main Street is an organization that's working with counties all across Colorado.
Oh, yes.
And we're learning more about that. So Kim will participate in that if If Kiowa decides to take part in that, then Kim will participate in the Main Street. And then just our programming again. We would love to have you all come to our coffee and chats or the community conversations as you can. Our Active Minds programs will start in February, and that's always really fun. I don't know for sure what the programming will be. We're still having partnership with the Artist Guild. There's almost an artist class every Friday here for adults. And crafting coming up next week in Simla. The signups filled up in one day. They're going to be painting a snowman porch leaner. And so that should be fun. Terrarium program coming up. The children's programming on the back. The story times are just still really going well. Chess club is very popular at Simla. And it's not just kids. It's adults and kids playing together. They're having 4 to 12 attendees to that. The chess club at Elbert started in October, and we had 6 people at the January 14th session. The Lego club starts next week at Elbert on January 28th. So excited about that. For the facilities, we had a lot of snow closures and a lot of late openings. I feel like I make the wrong decision probably, 50% of the time, because you just can't know. That one week where we had a snowstorm on Tuesday and a snowstorm on Thursday. Tuesday, I think we were really cautious. Thursday, I'm like, no, let's go ahead. And that was the absolute worst day when people were trying to drive here and the blizzard. So we had to call it off right before we would open. It was just bad. So it was chaos. I have a whole procedure in place, but when the snowstorm is coming during the commute, you can't quite
decide.
You can't quite do that. So I hope you'll check out the children's area sometime. The Artist Guild has started working on a mural, and they've got mountains and a stream and trees, and they're going to have animals and stuff like that. So it's really sweet so far. I've been working with Rise Construction. They've asked me several questions about what's going on at Kiowa, and we're hopefully getting started on that. As far as technology, we're so excited. Our transfer to using Microsoft products is done. We signed off on all that. And last month, we used the last of our technology budget to produce a staff laptop for Elbert and a staff desktop for Kiowa. And then statistics. So this is just a quick and dirty look at statistics for circulation for the past 3 years. So the first year, 2022, I think we were still kind of recuperating from the pandemic. And I think 2023 and 2024, I think we've been really strong. To me, this is just consistent. We're not showing growth, but I think we're showing consistency from year to year. Simla, has seen a little bit of growth. We've seen a tiny downtick in Elbert's circulation, a little tiny uptick in Elizabeth, a little tiny downtick in Kiowa. So I think, it's just pretty much business as usual. I'm going to be on vacation the end of February, and I'm going to miss the next board meeting because of that. I talked to Ruth Ann about that. Sarah Coleman and Nat will be here to represent the library for us. So, and then next month, we're starting the audit actually next week. So I'm working already, getting all the paperwork to the auditor. She'll be here in person. Our auditor will be here in person next week. And then she'll be working remotely from then on out. And I've also scheduled my presentation to the Board of County Commissioners. I go every year and do just kind of a state of the library sort of thing to them. So that'll be February 12th at 9 a.m. And if you have any questions that you think that they might ask me, I would love to have you ask me so I can think about them and have answers for them ahead of time. And it's always entertaining to go and see what you just learn so much from going to those meetings.
Yes.
So, and then I just wanted to say a big thank you to you guys. I just really appreciate you, and you all supported me in different ways, and we're going to have a different board coming up just adding new members, but I really, really appreciate you. And I wanted to just say thank you again for all that you do for me. So that's the end of my report.
So February 12th, who is the scheduled book?
February.
If you want, I will go with you ladies to that meeting also, so we can show force. I have not met the two new commissioners, so I know the one, but it'll be interesting. It'll be good to meet the new ones.
Duty,
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, okay. I went to the meeting today.
It was the first
meeting. The first meeting with the new commissioner.
Did they do their swearing in this meeting?
No, they did it the 14th.
Yeah, didn't they do it at the big?
They did the fairgrounds.
So, but yeah, looking forward to that, and different makeup of the two new commissioners don't know much about us at all. So, it'll be interesting to.
No, the chair is Byron McDaniel, and the vice chair is Mike Buck.
So Dallas Schroeder, he's still there,
yeah,
right?
He's still there.
Okay, so he's not the chairperson?
No.
Huh. I figured he was going to move over, but okay.
They elect each other, I guess. That's how it works.
Interesting.
So anyway, what happened was a couple of meetings ago where you were not here, I think we said, I think it was Alan said he'd take January.
No, I did.
You took January.
I took January, unfortunately.
Who took February?
I did. I'm taking February too.
I did December.
Okay. And I said I'd do March.
Okay.
So you just didn't happen to be around when that's as far as we got.
When we get to April, then say, tell me it's my turn.
It's nice to have a presence there.
It is.
And I introduced myself.
Fortunately, you don't have to say much. It's interesting to see what's going on. I mean, one of the meetings I went to, they went through their county budget and approved it. I mean, they approved $57 million worth of budget in less than 30 minutes. I mean, it was slam bam. You wouldn't believe how quick.
Okay. So, do we need to have a motion to accept your report or not? Move on. Okay. I'm not sure what number 7 is. Set meeting posting location?
So by law, every year, the board needs to vote about our official place where we post our meetings, where we let the public know at least 24 hours in advance when our meetings and where our meetings will be. So we haven't done that for the past 2 years because I didn't sit down and read through the law closely enough. So, but we've always been very careful. We always
aren't you posting out here?
Well, yeah. we put it on the website, and mostly according
on the county website, maybe.
No, because that's county. That's
we
county.
Used to do that.
Yeah. So we always have it on our website, and the recommendation, just from reading around, is that should be our main posting site.
Makes sense.
On the website, and then. You know, if we put it up on the door like we do, we get bonus points for that. I mean,
I think that's perfect.
It's not our official.
Do you want to put a copy?
Also, that's what I was going to ask. Do we post in Kiowa and Elbert and similar?
We should be, but yes, we don't always. Do we? again.
You probably do that. So that's why all your bases.
So that's why it's always, you know, the website is the default because regardless of where you are, you can get to the website and see when or what the meeting is. Getting it up in the libraries, that's definitely preferable, but it hasn't always happened.
Do we want to put a meeting notice on something like the coffee shop here in Kiowa or are they?
No, don't start. No.
Okay.
No.
The only other thing I did that on the billboard.
Many years in Texas, I was in charge of that, and we had to post 24 hours ahead of time, and you officially, just like she did now, at the beginning of each year, acknowledge where your postings are. Now, personally, I think we should post at Kiowa and Simla. Albert, I don't know.
It's hard because, you know, Albert is a school bulletin board, so it's a little bit of a different, you know, a little bit of a different beast. But
our just bottom line something in the library.
Default, the bottom line default is the website. So if you guys wanted to vote on that and approve that.
I'll make a motion that our designated meeting hosting location is our website, which is
www.pplibraries.org.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we have Robert has officially resigned from the board.
I think we need to, I think you all need to vote to accept Robert's resignation from the board.
I make a motion to accept Robert Thomason's resignation from the board.
Okay. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. One note. I think it would be nice for the board or the library to send him a thank you card thanking him for his service to let him know that, you know, hey, we appreciate his effort.
My question is, could we afford to do a small little plaque of some sort to give him for his service?
Those little plaques are like 15, 20 bucks. It's not a big deal. I'm not sure where. I could ask my wife where we have
a place to get it.
How about a little paperweight with something on it or something like that?
Yeah.
Rather than a plaque. Is it useful?
Very nice.
Something that'll sit on his desk and remind him of his service.
Yes, his next service is taking care of Gay. She's going in for back surgery.
Oh, God.
Do I need to make a motion for that? Or is that... I make a motion that we
recognize Robert
with some type of memento from the library board of trustees.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Excellent. Thank you.
That was good. Okay, so now we need to select a new board member. We need two.
Yeah, because I think Morales terminates here shortly.
I'm January.
I'm going to look at the website here and just double check that. But yeah.
Question?
Greg, ask question.
Can I ask, would you consider re-upping again or not?
I will do it, yes.
Thank you.
And when was it? It's up this month.
So, January 2025. Okay. So Robert's term expired in January 2025. So, okay. So
we will need to send her and whoever else's name that we, out of those two people that we interviewed, which one we pick, send that to the county commissioners for them to vote on it to accept our nominations to our trustee board.
And I told them we would have that for the February 12th agenda for them to vote on that. And usually what it is we tell them, you know, I think last time, I can't remember if you wrote it or if I wrote it, but we just wrote like, you know, we're nominating Morale because of all her experience.
I think you wrote it.
Because of all her experience with development and all that goodness.
Right.
So,
right.
So just, you know, I'll just kind of rework what I did last year. And
then to choose the new one, do we want to do that in executive session or? During a regular.
Do we want a paper vote or do we want a hand vote? Or
see, I haven't even seen a resume. Have you all seen resumes?
Well, we interviewed
both of the candidates, and maybe we, if we have their applications, maybe we should read that application for Morale, and then she can ask us questions on what you and I thought of each one.
My question is, and I don't know, Susan's got to tell us. If we want to discuss those resumes and make a choice.
Yeah, I think that should be an executive session.
That's what I'm thinking.
So we can, I think there's only very few reasons that you can go to executive session. And I don't believe that this is one of them.
Even though the discussion.
Let me ask a question. Why would you want to go to executive session? I mean, we don't have any public here. Other than library employees, it's on the record, but.
Yeah.
Because
it could be public.
But honestly, we felt that they were both acceptable.
Yes. I mean, they're both excellent candidates. I mean, there's.
So I have I can put it up on the screen. Let's do that. Yeah. Okay, we can look at
doing them. If y'all don't, you don't change the name. Do you have a preference already go to?
You really didn't. She and I did not discuss a preference. I think we both felt either one more than qualified, and each one brought a certain amount of.
Skills
to the
different skills too.
Each one had different skills, and either one would be appreciated. With my feeling, and I feel Nevada thought the same way.
Yes. Okay. So.
Here, Susan. Okay. You don't need it.
I'm okay. So here's the first candidate. You can see, I don't know what you can see.
I can see it very clearly.
Okay. Tell me if I'm going too far.
No, you're doing fine.
Too fast here.
Okay, I can. You can go if everybody else is done.
You guys ready to go to the next? Okay.
I've been done.
Okay.
Everybody else done?
Okay.
Okay.
And here's the second application. Go ahead.
Yep.
I would like to say my impression was that Lisa Hurst probably had a more calming demeanor. The first one.
Okay.
And also more life experience going for her. The second candidate is, I hate to be discriminatory, was younger and more vivacious and such. Those were my impressions. She's very involved in a lot of different things.
And Alan?
I'll be honest. I liked both. I liked the second one primarily because I believe she brings a different aspect that none of us have, i.e. she is an active teacher. And that gets us a little closer to the education part more than any of us directly have, and for that reason I like her. She is very organized and I like both, but I believe the second one brings another aspect to our board that we don't have now.
I shouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to ask it. Personality-wise, which one would work? And there's one and two. You don't have to use your name.
Number one would work in terms of fitting with this group, I think.
Actually, I think either one. I get the feeling both would be... would jump in and give us comments. Each one would have a little bit different perspective from the other. And it doesn't matter to me. I think either one would be a good choice. So.
Okay, so. Should we put it to the vote? We want to use names or numbers?
Numbers.
Well, let's list them as one and two.
Okay.
Because we know the...
Based on the order that...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do about this. When do we have to make a decision about this?
Tonight. I think we need to do it tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
I vote for number one.
I vote for number one.
I would vote for number two.
You guys put me in a predicament.
Well, you should have gone earlier.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I trust the ladies because they both... Women look at things different than men do.
I understand.
So I'm going to go along with the ladies.
Okay.
Women like peace.
Yes. We don't need chaos. We're too old for chaos. And young, don't get me wrong.
Probably as a mother of children?
Yeah. It's just, I think that.
Let me interject here. I like number one just because she's a dog person.
Okay, now you're putting too much. You're letting too much out of the cat's bag.
Like she's a nurse.
Well, each one had things that they brought to the pile.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go along with the ladies just because I just feel like I trust Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann knows the person. And
I don't know her, but right. I just...
But she had a good feeling about her.
I mean, I interviewed both. I had a good feeling about both. And okay. To number one's credit, dog person moves up the list.
What a reason to
share. Isn't that some bloodhounds or something?
Bloodhounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I vote for, with the ladies.
On that note, then, I would make my vote unanimous. I'll go with number one also.
Okay.
So do you want a motion to?
So, okay. So yes. How do we want to?
Well,
make a motion that we offer the position on the Board of Trustees to our candidate number one.
Okay. And
keep number two's application active.
Yes.
I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So on to the strategic plan.
He's right along here.
So I brought the strategic plan to you last board meeting in November with 100 million parts to it. Mm-hmm. So this time I just gave you like the overall, the summary and the key findings and the mission, vision, values, and our goals for the next year.
I was real surprised at some of your goals, and I think they're good. But you were going, you had set really nice goals when I read this morning.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Very impressed.
I like the, because I did notice that they get the Kiowa restroom done by July.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking about the fact that
infamous restroom.
You know what? If she's hoping to get it done by July, it's going to be September. Right, let's just get real.
Here it is.
But I thought a lot of your goals were very interesting things that made me start thinking.
It's
right this.
Yeah, I know. It looks like that. I don't see it. Oh, no.
It's stapled. There'll be a staple in it. Mm-hmm. It's two pages.
Ah.
There you go.
Cool. All right.
Anyway, I was just very impressed with the goals that you set.
Thank you. Yeah, when I brought it to you, I think in November, I had like all the attachments with it, but this time I just
was easy to read.
Overview. And I think there was a typo that I actually don't know if I corrected.
It was something about 65.
Yeah, I think
you had 65% instead of 65 years.
Yes, something.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that, but I skimmed through it while I was drinking coffee this morning.
By directional signs, are you talking, I mean, do we have a sign out on 86 that says library this way?
We do. It's just, it's, you know, that person with the book like this. Yeah, that is out on 86, yeah. Right at the intersection, if you look.
13.
Elizabeth Street, at that intersection, there's signs from both directions pointing to the library. But we're wanting something bigger, something more visible.
Yes, because I've seen these little library, these little 8x12. You're going along at 50, well, not
well,
here.
I think we need a sign that's like about so wide by so tall, something other that you can jump out at. Well, that jumps out at you.
17. That's owned by the Parks and Rec. Some deal. They'll do that.
I was thinking about, I don't know if you've ever been on 86, like as you pass Walmart, like right at the intersection where you would turn into Walmart to go up to the coffee shop. And
that stuff. Would be a good spot.
But if you look at the back, there's a sign behind Big R that says Big R. But it would be nice to have a sign behind this library that says, public library or something like that.
Can we see the back of the library?
I look at it.
You could see it from Legacy. You could see it from Legacy over there by Walmart.
That would be nice. Yes.
So,
like on the side of the building?
A nice big Las Vegas sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sparkly too? Almost.
Yes, of course.
We need a neon flashing light. So.
We need to get a bedazzler.
Needs more than bedazzling.
That line item for budget fireworks?
Public library. Read.
Right.
Well, how much would it cost to put a lighted sign on the west wall that faces to the west? How much you think that would cost us? $1,000?
Oh, more.
Yeah, at least.
More.
Yeah, at least.
Would it just be a sign with a name, or would there be other stuff on it?
I'm thinking a library sign, and just a lighted library sign that you could read from two blocks away.
Because I figured it'd be $1,000 just to get it hung up on the wall and the electric run to it.
That's probably
not worth it.
So we'll figure something out that's cost effective but visible. So
do we need to approve your strategic plan?
Yes.
Oh, it does say approve. Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the 2025 strategic plan for Pines and Plains Library.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I tell you, you're just jumping through these things.
You guys are awesome.
Okay, study sessions. So our next one is...
It is coming up on February 12th, right after... Oh,
busy day.
Right after we go to see the Board of County Commissioners, we'll... have a study session at 3:00 here.
Oh, it's going to be 3:00.
Then. Yes, back to 3:00. We need to double check the room on that too, I think.
That was February 12th?
February 12th, yeah.
I think I've already put that on my calendar, but I didn't know if we were going to do it at 5 or 3. What time?
Yeah.
What did you say? 3?
3:00.
So it'll be 3 to 5.
Yeah. So we wanted to, after the meeting with Wendy, we can't, when we're having a study session, we can't have any kind of action. So this would be the time to set goals for the foundation if we wanted to do that. So I don't know, we kind of bandied about some ideas like, let's have the foundation, be a full committee. However many committee members, let's have them meet however often, and let's have them raise X amount of money over X time period.
Just think you should really prepare those goals for us.
Well, I have a thought process here. I would, for the goals, set goals for the foundation, I think we should maybe ask each one of the area foundation deals if they would consider paying for a larger sign that says library.
I think we have it in the budget. I think. Did I give you?
Well, in my opinion, that's a very modest request that they, I mean, well, they could do without too much grief. The biggest problem would be getting the sign set.
But see, I feel like this is just me. I believe that the foundation, the funds that they are raising, should go to the betterment of our patrons versus a library sign. If I was on the foundation, I would say,
well, that's the friends that you're, the friends do that for, yeah, the patrons.
Yeah, but the foundation is raising money too.
That's so a bigger thing.
The foundation and the friends are one kind of one and the same though, aren't
they? The way to think about it is the foundation is for the big bucks, and the friends are for the little bucks.
Okay.
And the friends are specific to the individual libraries. So, for example, because we have to report this to the auditor, so I've been asking everybody to give me reports. So for Simla, the friends have been donating money every month for a gift basket that brings people in the library, because they come in every month and register to win the gift basket.
Right.
So the friends pay for that gift basket every month. And then the other thing the friends have done for them, they were having trouble with their water system, so they bought them hot and cold water dispenser
gadget,
and then they pay for water every month. So, and then like here in Elizabeth, the friends are financing this Active Mind series. So we're going to have programs every other month, and they're paying for those. They're pretty pricey. So they've decided to cover that for us. And they also are working on another, like a big author visit, which is a secret, and I can't tell you who the author is. But that kind of thing. And they are always like the host. They'll bring the food and, you know, make it into a big event.
I think they did the back door in Kiowa.
Yes, they did.
Okay. What about this development here? Are they going to have a sign there? Maybe there could be a sign.
That's where we should get a sign.
In that.
Well, it's
on the corner, right on the library this way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be another.
And then, you know, we can be really suck up to the guy and you know.
Maybe he'll pay for the sign.
And maybe he'll contribute.
Well, they'll probably
have a sign with a bunch of names.
With all the businesses on it. And maybe we can, even if that's something we could ask the foundation to do for us, is pay for whatever costs us
to be
part of that. Well, you just go for it then.
I will.
Okay.
I mean, we tack it on the bottom of their sign or somehow or another get our whatever.
But we don't want to look commercial, though.
Right.
Okay, but I think what Susan was trying to get around is we're going to look for the foundation to help the overall Elbert County Library District to pay for big stuff.
Specifically, like the renovation of this building.
Exactly. See, that's where I'm more at.
So my thinking, I'm pie in the sky, is like a 3-year time frame, and ask the foundation to raise $3 million for us.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yes.
I think it would work. That's what we're going to set as I make a motion. I like this one a lot. That we should set as a goal for the foundation that they raise $3 million for us over 3 years, whether it is through contributions, grants, whatever facilitates that fundraising. And that be our goal for the foundation over 3 years.
Do you think that might be too big an ask? Because haven't they just kind of gotten reestablished?
Well, a goal is a goal. It doesn't mean that they have to meet that goal, but it's a goal to.
I would say the promotion needs to be worded. The goal is to learn, to earn over that 3-year period, come up with a gross amount of at least of try to get as close as possible to 3 million as possible.
I accept that. Okay. And I like the larger amount because if we ask them to raise smaller amounts and they succeed, then we'll be going back to the public to say, give me more. And I'd rather see
Have one huge balloon. Over 3 years. And she had also made the comments to us that they had contacts that could help apply for grants. So
well, that Main Street group that they talked about earlier, that's one of the things that they do. They help communities develop in certain ways.
And we do have, there are some big financial people in this county. And so this gives them, the foundation, a goal to maybe there are people in their foundation that know these people. And again, big goals are always better than
you small gotta have or medium-sized goals that to are easy show to them. The community, though, that's the problem. You can't just say, I want this money to build out the back of the library. We're going to have something a little concrete for them to see, a model, some kind of a competition. You know, what's your vision for the back? That'll get people to, that's what they did with the school. When they built that building for the mechanic, the kids that are going to be mechanics, the building was actually up, but it was empty. And they said, we need to pay for the floor. So will you donate $500 and you'll get your name on a little tile on the floor when we put the tile and that kind of stuff. Absolutely. They raised $100,000 on one event.
I'll get to work on a rough sketch of some ideas on things that we would like this building to be built out to. It doesn't set in stone. It's just some ideas because right now we don't have any drawings, nothing for anybody to say, I don't like this.
That's more study session.
Okay.
Susan has the floor.
I'm just saying, rope us back in. Okay. Right. So we're talking about the front or the foundation. So, and you've got a motion on the floor. But do you also want to tell them to add members and to meet regularly?
That would help.
Well, I think that's very
okay.
Do we have to do this one this time?
Well, you don't. Question. We don't have to. We could.
I mean, should we sit down during and during the study session, we really talk about what they want, what we want them to do, and if we need to promote for more members and blah, 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 blah.
I have a question. Do they know about the plans for the build out the foundation?
You were not here when she came from the foundation.
Oh, yeah, you were.
She was here.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that they realize that that is a goal.
Well, I think our motion is valid here. We would like to ask about, we would like to give a goal to the foundation. Our motion is this goal of giving them a $3 million goal for 3 years to see if they could help us reach that goal.
How about we would like to work with the foundation with the aim of acquiring funds in the amount, or if you want to put that in, for the purpose of improving the Elizabeth Library or something to that effect. Work with them. I think it's more palatable if you're willing to.
You're both on the board, on the foundation.
Oh, okay.
Well, we are, and that's why I'm saying I think that Susan.
But the others aren't, so let's get them.
Sorry, but all I'm saying, only two can be on it.
No, but.
My thought process is I'd like to withdraw my motion, and I would like us to deal with the goals for the foundation during our study session, because I think that we need to include, as Susan had suggested, more than just we need money. We need to say our goal is to get so many new members to do this, to that, and then we could give them a list of goals versus just one.
I would like to comment on that.
Yep.
Okay, because if we wait for the next study session, that's 2 weeks from now. So that's pushing it back another 2 weeks. We cannot pass any motions at a study session.
So, no, but we can make the list.
But the list right now, what I have written down is they need to create a meeting schedule. Okay. And this is not necessarily, this is going to be, you know, I don't think that we should be telling them you have to meet on such and such a day. I think that the foundation themselves should sit there and say, okay, we've decided we're going to meet once a month on Tuesday afternoon or whatever it is. So I think that setting goals, making a motion and requesting these goals from the foundation will just move things ahead a little bit faster. But having suggesting to them they need to have a goal of creating a meeting schedule for 2025. Another goal is to recruit new members for 2025. And then the final one is the Pines and Plains Library would like the foundation to have a goal to, over 3 years, make $3 million.
I make a motion that exactly what Ruth Ann said is our goals for the foundation, because it was perfectly spoken.
Well, okay, let me back up. What Susan, what she basically made three motions. And
no, they're all goals.
The commas in between.
Well,
they're commas in between because this is set goals plural for the foundation.
Well, I like the goal that we're trying to give the foundation a goal of $3 million raised in 3 years.
That's kind of crude.
That's one goal to benefit the Pines and Plains Library system. Primarily the Elizabeth location. The other two goals, I don't know, maybe if we make that all one motion, it kind of spreads the load out, so to speak.
I think her motion was far more palatable. Right. And
yes.
Similar.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And yes.
I would buy that too. Face. I would buy that too.
Yeah.
I know Alan's going to be looking to recruit some male board members.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. That's I'm used to being the only male around. My dog clubs, I'm in a minority there, so I'm used to it.
I like your.
Okay, so are you seconding? Is
you make the motion?
Okay.
No, well, you already said go with her, so.
Yeah. So okay. All right. So we've done that. I will second that.
Okay. All in favor.
Aye.
Did you get those three items, Susan?
They're on the recording.
Okay, good. God help us.
I've got it.
Well, we have a lot of work to get done tonight.
Yes,
well,
yes.
We're moving right along. We're doing good.
Yes.
Okay, so now we can set a topic for the next study session.
So my suggestion for the next study session is we have this advocacy worksheet that we had talked about at one point. Having a study session, we got this at the Colorado Association of Libraries meeting.
Yes, when we went.
And so we had talked about at one point, I think we handed this out after we got back, you know, like taking time to fill this worksheet out so that we were ready to like give an elevator speech whenever we needed to give an elevator mm-hmm. speech to mm-hmm. somebody about what the libraries are doing. So that's one option for the next study session.
Okay.
The other option would be for me to, I mean, we keep touching on all these topics, but I have a whole list of, you know, different kinds of ways we can get money for our Elizabeth renovation project. So I can just report on all of the stuff that I found about that, if you want to do that.
That would be excellent.
So
we're gonna start okay. with something.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Do you think there's time enough to do both?
And
or should we just work on the funding?
I mean, I don't know.
That's not gonna take so long, the advocacy thing. Right?
Or okay. or you can email us copies of the advocacy.
Okay. Yeah, we'll email the advocacy.
And then so that we've got ours kind of drafted before we get here.
Jot down your ideas.
So then we can spend probably at least 50% on funding.
Okay. So we'll put both on the agenda.
Okay.
And I'll email the advocacy worksheet ahead of time, so we'll be ready for that.
Funding, what the funding will do for the community is the thing.
Do we need a motion for that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
What's your study session?
That's our study session.
I don't think so. Yeah. Okay.
So, the holiday schedule and the employee handbook, I think that goes back to Susan again.
Yes. So I emailed you. So we had already approved the meeting schedule and the holiday schedule, but kick it back to my leadership team again. And they had some suggestions about some changes to it, just based on what happened through this last holiday season. So we would delete the holiday that we have in June and then add the day after Thanksgiving as a holiday instead. So people would get Thanksgiving Day off and then the day after Thanksgiving. And then we're also deleting the statement, employees regularly scheduled to work the hours. Okay, so let me read the one before. Closing the libraries early on the eve of certain holidays is at the discretion of the director. So, for example, on Thanksgiving Day, we close at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, we close at 3 p.m. But we say here on the schedule and in the policy that we don't pay employees for that time that they would regularly be scheduled to work. So we want to delete that. It really only affects very few people, but it's just...
I think that's proper.
It doesn't seem like a nice thing to do.
You're letting them off early because of the holiday, right, and it's at your discretion. So right. If they're busy, you can't. And if they aren't busy, right. There's nobody in the library. Why should you all stay?
Why should you just stay?
Right. Yeah. So
it gives you... It's goodwill.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, and then just the postings as we voted, you know, the notifications of the trustee meetings will be posted on pplibraries.org our website. So those are the changes on the schedule. Yeah. And then in the handbook, the reason I highlighted this whole first page is that we'll be putting our new...
right from that.
So the values and the mission statement and all that. And the date will also change.
Okay.
And then... if you go to page 21, we're going to be, again, deleting the one holiday, just mm-hmm. reflecting the changes that we made on the schedule, mm-hmm. and then adding the day after Thanksgiving, and then deleting the line where we say that those employees won't be paid. And we're just changing the footer on every page to say revised mm-hmm. January of 2025. And I think that's those, except for like, I think those are the only changes that we made. I'm going to double check. I think because I tried to highlight in yellow so that you guys knew. We're just trying to reflect the community and
mm-hmm. I'm just puzzled about the Juneteenth thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
About it.
Just deleting it. Is that a federal holiday?
It is now, yeah. Well, it is, yeah. But there's other federal holidays that we don't recognize. Veterans Day is a federal holiday, and also Columbus Day is a federal holiday.
And not just on the East Coast.
We have lots of people that come in and say, "Why are you closed on this day?" You know, so.
We have an opportunity to educate them about federal holidays.
Yes, exactly. I think that.
I like that because, you know, I never found any problem because, again, when I was working, we were going to be paid for, I think, 11 holidays for the year, period. And then they would create more holidays and then they would say, well, we're not going to, do you want to, Now we're going to give you the option. You can take this holiday or this holiday, but you can still only have 11 holidays for the year.
Yeah.
And so because it starts to get.
And we have only 10, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we wanted to change it to 11, you know, we could just leave that one.
I just don't want that to be construed as us not being sensitive to certain groups of people. I mean,
right.
But there again, why would it be? I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. So it's sensitive to some people because it's not, it is their holiday and they want it off. But what about the people who it does not affect their lives? Mm-hmm. They are not involved with that.
But honestly, I didn't know it was a holiday. I just, but I recognize the date, and it, so yeah. I just, yeah. And when I saw the big words, delete.
Yeah. But it was a situation when I was working. It was a situation you had contractually. You were allowed so many holidays a year. Holidays were added, and then they started creating like this floating holiday, where you could have the day after Thanksgiving off, or you could have presidents or whatever holiday, and then you would sacrifice the other one. So you could possibly, if you feel it would be more sensitive, make it a floating holiday type situation. If you want to celebrate Juneteenth, you can have Juneteenth, or you can have the day after Thanksgiving. And that would be an option.
It makes sense to have the day after Thanksgiving off. And I understand your logic. I just don't want us to be deemed to be insensitive.
Right.
That's my only concern.
Yeah.
And having said that, I didn't even realize it was a holiday. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So I'm waiting. You keep going.
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to say anything.
Come on. Spill it.
If we're gonna give Juneteenth, I want Good Friday. I mean, it's.
But it's not a
federal. It's a religious holiday.
No, but
it's associated with federal holidays.
A lot of people get off it.
And yeah. I mean, I this is the same discussion that we had with my leadership team.
Okay.
I mean, because I have a veteran on my leadership team. And yes. So,
what about Veterans Day?
Exactly.
That is a federal holiday.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, so that is another.
Okay. So basically the logic is you can only give your employees so many days off, and you did it in such a way that it benefits the community and also benefits your employees, and coaching it in those terms, I find that acceptable.
Yeah. It's difficult. It's a difficult decision. And I mean, I would love Veterans Day off because that happens to me my wedding anniversary, but I'm not going to advocate for that. Okay. Because if I want that off, I'll just take a vacation day.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So, which is, yeah.
Okay. So the logic that I just
is that
verbalized is that acceptable.
Okay. All right.
So do we need a motion to accept these changes in the employee handbook?
And on the schedule.
Wait.
I would make a motion that we accept the changes to the employee's handbook as noted in our, that was supplied to us by our director on the 22nd.
Holiday schedule.
We accept all of the changes as highlighted. It was under construction, under discussion.
Construction. I second it.
Do we want to add the changes also to the holiday schedule to that motion? Or do we
want to? Well, I think that's part of the highlighted areas.
Yeah.
It's okay. Anything that's highlighted in this deal here is covered in the motion.
Sounds good.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Do we have any public comment?
Anybody hanging out outside the door?
Okay. Is that it? Okay, are we gonna? I'm gonna tell you right now, I can't mess around with MS Office. So okay. If you want to do a training video or okay.
Yeah,
let's do. I can okay. Sit for 15 minutes and listen to a training video.
Okay, that's so nice. Oh, the office thing.
We need to adjourn first, I think, don't we, guys?
You're correct.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.